You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, I'm Murali Krishnan from Hindustan Times. I've been reporting from the court for the past 7 years. Happy 70th Supreme Court is a 13-episode series about the court and its history.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the 11th episode of Happy 70th Supreme Court. Today, I'm going to deviate slightly off the topic and speak about the unprecedented situation the Supreme Court has found itself in due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown. Courts in our country, particularly the Supreme Court, are some of the most crowded institutions you will ever find. Thousands of people gather in courts every day to watch or be part of the proceedings, and this includes lawyers, litigants, media, and public. It was only appropriate that the judiciary had to heed to the call for social distancing and lockdown. Courts, including the Supreme Court, shut, and rightly so. However, right to access justice is a fundamental right, and closing courts meant denial of the same. Hence, it was decided that an alternative method of functioning should be devised so that public faith in the system is retained. The Supreme Court and most high courts therefore decided that they will hear cases which are extremely urgent through video conferencing. The demand for embracing technology, particularly video conferencing and live streaming of proceedings, had been going on for a long time. Lower courts have few times employed video conferencing to record statements of witnesses or interact with them if they are living abroad or otherwise unable to be present in court. However, this was the first time that courts were resorting to video conferencing to hear cases. The video conferencing used by Supreme Court has, however, brought forth some issues which I intend to highlight in this episode. 1. The right to be heard. This is one of the most cardinal principles on which our legal system is built. The principle of audi alteram partem. It simply means hear the other side. That is, no case should be decided without giving a fair hearing to the parties involved in the matter. However, the hearings held through video conferencing in Supreme Court have led to complaints of violation of this basic principle. A recent case which highlighted this issue was the Karnataka-Kerala border dispute. There were a bunch of cases listed with regard to this matter. The case was disposed of by the Supreme Court after the central government submitted that the issue has been resolved. However, lawyers appearing for various parties said that they were not even heard by the court, though their cases were listed. A second issue which has come to fore is violation of the concept of open court hearing. This is another important facet of our court system. It means hearing in courts are open to public except in certain special cases involving privacy issues of parties. However, the Supreme Court has employed an app for hearing cases through video conferencing called the Video App. The same can be accessed only through a web link sent by court authorities to concerned lawyers who appear in the matter. Hence, public cannot access or listen to the case. There are public interest litigation cases which the court is hearing, which deal with issues affecting public at large, but they have no way to listen to the hearing. This issue can be resolved by using apps like Zoom, which can be accessed by general public and will therefore not violate the principle of open court hearing. Some courts like Kerala High Court are using the Zoom app for hearing cases. Maybe the Supreme Court could take a leaf out of it. Surya Prakash, Program Director at Daksh, a civil society organization, had this to say about open court hearings and video conferencing.
Open court hearings are important in retaining the trust of the citizens in the functioning of the judiciary. While implementing hearings through video conferences, enabling open court features should also be prioritized. Access to archives of these recordings should also be made available to public, but after taking into consideration privacy concerns. This is best achieved by a statutory backing. It is heartening to see that the Supreme Court has asked high courts to frame rules in this regard. Our Daksha's Next Generation Justice platform gives the framework for the legal backing to such an initiative. From an implementation perspective, it is only common to expect technical glitches in the first few days. However, these switching over costs should not deter us or should not blind us from the long-term benefits of this initiative.
This brings us to the third aspect, technical glitches. This has been a major problem since the Supreme Court started hearing cases through video conferencing. On April 3, the video app did not work as expected and the court had to switch to hearing through WhatsApp. This meant that many lawyers could not join the hearing since there is a restriction on the number of participants on a WhatsApp video call. This in turn meant that the right of parties to be heard was affected. Supreme Court advocate Harris Biran, who appeared in one of the matters through video conferencing, narrated his experience.
Since I was somebody who was a party to this video conference proceedings, I have to put it on record that my experience was slightly disappointing. On the first day, when the cases were taken up, there were serious technical glitches on the part of the registry. And then whatever network or whatever the app, the video app, which they had asked us to download, that apparently did not function. And they had to fall back upon the WhatsApp video call. Now, as we all know, WhatsApp video call, I think, cannot take more than 3 to 4 persons at one point of time. So therefore, when my case was to be taken up, the honorable judges said that now we can hear only those counsels from the state, and therefore the rest of the people have to be disconnected. So then, therefore, we didn't know what happened in our case, and ultimately some order was passed. Now, the case was kept for another day, that was last Tuesday, and when the case was called up, the app and all functioned that day. But then when the first case was called up, there was a message in the WhatsApp group that we have to be ready with our cases, respective cases. But then when it was not called out, and after half an hour, we got a message that none of our cases will be called out, because in the first case itself, the entire lot got to be disposed of on a statement made by the Solicitor General. Now, that was also very disappointing, because there were some 4 or 5 petitions, and each petitioner had a lot to say about the case. And we don't have any remedy also to tell the concerned judge or the learned chief justice, whoever was presiding, as to what is to be done or what has to be done. So there are these technical defects, and there are these shortcomings, according to me, which will have to be addressed to. Otherwise, the efficacy of video conferencing will not be as desired by all of us.
So, the Supreme Court is definitely making big leap forward by embracing technology through the use of video conferencing. But a lot remains to be done in this regard. It is up to the court to ensure that it gets the basics right, as the orders of the court affect millions of people.
If you wish for me to discuss any of Supreme Court's ruling, tweet to me at @LegalJournalist. You can also show your love for this podcast by liking, sharing and following us on HT Smartcast. We are ever present on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. For more such interesting podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, this is Murli signing off.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest,
It helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply. While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.